Hey, fake news Phil, deep in the basement of the Soviet States of America. So today, let's look at some Hiroshima photos. A friend of mine who got a hold of me through the FakoTube email, name is Tim Morrell. He showed me this website. So let me see. Hiroshima bombing shadows. And it's a link here. He gave me that Hiroshima video of the 1952 footage of Hiroshima. And then he also gave me this link here. Let's see. However, we can see the shadow part is dark and surrounding is light. Then this means it's fake. There are some other photos made which are making fun of the fakery. I think we'll see that. Here are some fake photos, devastated city after the blast. So he's saying that some of these are fake and some of them are real. So let's go through and let's put the Phil touch on this. What does Phil think of this? So we get a picture of a baby like this sitting in the tracks. Now, Tim seems to think that this baby is too big for the railroad tracks. I don't think so. It looks the right scale. But however, this can be a staged photo that you put a crying baby on the railroad track. See, the Americans wanted you to think that a horrible weapon had been used. What happened was we just firebombed Hiroshima, the same as we did all the other cities in Japan. These people that are injured here, this baby could be a victim of firebombing. If even the baby is injured, I can't really see an injury there. This maybe I can enlarge it. See, I haven't downloaded any of these photos, and so I can't do my usual enlarging that I usually do. This is about as best good as I can do here. Oh wait, that does that. That's like way too big. I can't scroll it either. But you can see here if there's any burn damage to this baby. I'm not sure. You can't tell. The photo's too grainy, but see, this photo could be staged. Here is some burn victims from Hiroshima. And I can enlarge it a little bit. I don't know if this is a woman, but you can tell there's some burn marks to her face. And this is what you would expect in a firebombing. So if this was a fake, then they did a real good job. The Hollywood makeup did a really good job here. So why didn't I see this in a place like Lahaina, for instance? Remember, Maui had that fire and all those people. Well, how come we didn't see any burn victims like this in Lahaina? See, that's what I was kept looking for. How come 80 years ago at Hiroshima, they could show me pictures that look like this, but just 4 months ago at Lahaina, with all the good cameras that we have now, they couldn't give me a picture like this? See, I think real people were hurt in Japan. I think we dropped real phosphorus bombs on the Japanese. And so we have to make it clear about what we think is fake and what we think is real. See, Lahaina was fake because they didn't show me a single picture of that like this. And so show me a picture of somebody hurt. You know, they didn't. They never showed me a picture of anybody hurt over there in Lahaina. But I see people that look hurt here in Japan. Okay, so that's where the difference is, okay? I think they're saying this girl got blinded by the blast. I think it was what they're saying. I don't know if this is what happens to the eyeball when if you look straight into the light. I think it's the same thing as looking straight into the sun if you see a nuclear blast go off. And so if somebody opened up your eyelids and forced you to look at the sun, I mean, would your eyes turn like this? I don't know. You know, I don't know. And here are the shadows that they had. They told us were all over Hiroshima. This could easily be fake. They could color this sidewalk or these steps here with some charcoal or something. In fact, it looks too well defined here. We're going to get into some of these. Some of these look really too well defined. Here's another shadow on some steps of what used to be a person was standing here when the atomic bomb went off, is what they're trying to say, right? And here's another picture of it. And See, this boy looks like he has some real burns here. And I can see some scarring here. I can see where his hair has been removed. So again, I think I see some real injured people in Japan here. We dropped some real firebombs on these people. These are the people that you Americans killed over there, women and children, just like you did over in Dresden. Yep. Women and children. You were dropping phosphorus on women and children. But what happened? So it was a real war crime, is what it was. But what happened is the Americans went in after they dropped phosphorus on Hiroshima, and they drew these shadows on these walls here. Let's take a look at this. Again, I can't expand it here, but I think a child playing jump rope. You see the rope is going like this, and so apparently the atomic bomb went off right as he was jumping rope. And look how well defined the shadow is. It's like somebody came and drew this on there. And I think there was an artist. This is what Timothy was talking about, how somebody was making fun of these shadows. And we're going to see this artist here in a bit who goes around Hiroshima and draws these shadows around. And here's a woman who is a survivor of the world's first atomic attack, it says over here. And so this looks, real. Look at her fingers here. It looks like she was subjected to phosphorus firebombing. She's got some real scars over here. It's not a military combatant. This is women and children. Once again, the Americans dropped firebombs on. Horrible. And just like we did over at Dresden. Okay, so this looks real to me. Okay, people's, and there are some of you out there who are saying that this is Hollywood makeup. It's like, I disagree. This is a little bit more than what, if Hollywood is capable of doing this, then why didn't they do it at Lahaina? Why didn't they show me some pictures of people that look like this at Lahaina? So, your argument falls flat. I call events fake when they don't show me anything. They're showing me stuff over here in Hiroshima, okay? And but it doesn't mean it was an atom bomb. It means that we just dropped phosphorus on them, right? Here's a guy, looks like he's got a burn arm. So, it's not as bad as the other ones we've seen. Here in this picture, you can see all the flies. See that? See, and this is what I'm trying to look for in Gaza. Gosh darn. In this Gaza deal, they're releasing all these videos of all these dead corpses from Gaza, but none of them have flies on them. See, this photo was taken 80 years ago, and I can see the flies. But this Gaza thing that's happening just last week, you can't provide me a photo that shows where the flies are flying over the corpses? There's no flies because there's no corpses in those bags. They're showing you a whole bunch of body bags, but you don't know what's inside those body bags. And there's no flies anywhere. And especially when they show those videos of the mass grave where the Palestinians are putting all these body bags in a row, there's no flies anywhere. Okay, no flies. But here we can see that there were flies 80 years ago in Japan when we dropped phosphorus on these people. All right. Here's that thing again. Here are these victims. I think we've seen her and this little girl here. See, her arm is really, her fingers got deformed. See that? Hollywood can't do that. And this guy's got some pretty serious burns on his arm. So these look like real burn victims to me. We dropped something real on these Japanese women and children. Okay, it was phosphorus. It wasn't an atomic bomb, though. And what they did was the Americans went through and painted all these shadows to make it seem like it was an atomic bomb. See, and more imprints over here. We've seen that one. Here's this guy. His back is all burned. You see, that's beyond what Hollywood can do because we don't see it in any of these other events. Here's that kid again. See, he got burned on his arm also here, some welts here. Again, we didn't see anything like this from Lahaina. Here's a guy with some pretty good burns here. That is, I'm not going to say that's fake. It looks like a real burn to me. Here's a kid. Looks like he was burned on the side of the face here. So, yeah. So this is, see, this shadow here is fake. You see, this is supposed to show how a baby was playing with a truck at the exact moment when the atom bomb went off. But this is well too defined. Where's the picture of that artist? See, here he is. He goes around and he paints Hiroshima shadows, creepy people. And so here he is. Here's this artist. Art background, darkness, painting art. So he goes around and he stands in front of his shadows and he paints Hiroshima shadows. Well, I think that's what the US military did immediately after this Hiroshima event, to make everybody think it was an atom bomb. And is this children? So this is, I can't, can I expand it? No. Looks like some injured women after the firebombing of Hiroshima. And so there you have it. It's a big art show. So some of it is art. These injuries are real. The real injuries came from the phosphorus bombs we dropped on Hiroshima. And then the Americans went in and painted these shadows on the wall to make it look like it was an atom bomb. You see that? So that's what happened. So wait, let me X out of that. There's some pictures from Dresden. Here's what burn victims look like. And some people say that the Germans faked this. It's like, no, I can see the skull. And this is obviously a mother with her three children. So this is who you Americans dropped your firebombs on. These are non-military targets, obviously. I could prove it. And can you Americans prove that the Japanese or Germans ever dropped any bombs on any civilians? No, you can't. Because the only thing you have are, where's Blitz? Okay. Here's what you say the Germans did when the Germans dropped bombs on London. World War II nurses help an injured woman on a stretcher during the London Blitz. Now, do you see how this is totally not the same as those photos we just saw from Japan? Do you see a burn mark on this woman? She's actually conscious and she's smiling. These nurses' aprons are completely spotless. They don't have any blood on them. This woman does not look injured like those women we just saw from Japan, right? One of these things is not like the other. One of these things is not like the other. Here's another injured woman from the Blitz. You people say that the Germans supposedly dropped some bombs on civilians here, but the photographic evidence doesn't support your claim. The photographic evidence here shows a smiling nurse, a patient here that seems okay. They put a blanket on her to cover the fact that she's not injured. And these nurses' aprons are spotless because they have not been treating any real victims. They are doing a drill. This is called a mass casualty drill, and they do it all the time. And here's what we saw from the London Blitz. A city girl still smiling after being rescued from a London building just wrecked by a bomb dropped by a daylight German Luftwaffe raid. And so, yes, she's smiling. And even these two soldiers are smiling because they know they are doing a drill and that she was fake rescued from the rubble, which is exactly what they're doing in Gaza right now, is they're fake rescuing people from the rubble in empty buildings that they blew up, just like they did in London. They blew up 80 years ago. They blew up some empty buildings and they fake rescued some people. And see, the Brits are neck deep in this. And the Americans as well. And so this is what's real and this is what's fake. What's fake is when they throw mannequins in the street. See, here's the London Blitz. You see, this woman back here is smiling. And the reason why is because she knows that nobody's hurt. Okay. You see this building back here? They blew up an old building that they weren't going to use anymore. And then somebody threw some department store mannequins in the sidewalk. See this? To make it look like, oh, there's people dying in London right now. No, nobody's dead in London. Just men are wearing women's clothes. Like this guy here, this man is wearing women's clothes. That's the only thing going on in London. So I showed you the people from Japan, which I believe are real, with those real burn marks, and I show you what I think is fake. These London Blitz, when they don't, sh nobody's injured here. Nobody's injured. They're throwing mannequins. So I know there's some confusion as to what people think is real and what's fake. So when you have nurses walking down a plank like this, you see some buildings blown up back here, but that doesn't prove anything. They see all their aprons are perfectly clean. This nurse here is smiling. That's because she hasn't seen any real death. And this nurse back here is smiling because nobody here has seen any real death. They're blowing up empty buildings and they're doing a drill. These nurses here, that's the difference. And here's what they did to traumatize the Americans. Does this child here look anything like those children I just showed you from Japan? No. What you're looking at is a healthy 3-year-old girl, and they put a bandage on top of her hair. Okay, they didn't shave the head. They put a bandage on top of her hair to make her look like, ooh, look at the little girl with the bandage. Yeah, this, with the teeth, she's holding a teddy bear. And so this was on the cover of Life magazine back in September 23rd, 1940. And this cover is dubbed many times as being the photo that won World War II, because this photo traumatized the American public into thinking those evil Germans, look at what those evil Germans are doing. But this is fake as hell. Germans didn't bomb London. I'm telling you right now, the photographic evidence doesn't support it, but the photographic evidence does support that the Americans bombed Dresden and the Americans bombed Japan with firebombs, women and children. That's what the photographic evidence supports. This is bullshit right here. This is not photographic evidence of anything. Germans weren't anywhere near London. The Germans wanted nothing to do with bombing civilian targets. Okay? And that's how we analyze the photos from World War II. And from the photographic evidence, we can get a clear picture of what exactly happened. Who was faking it and who wasn't? Okay? The Allies were faking it. Meanwhile, the Germans and the Japanese were taking real civilian casualties, women and children. Okay? That's it. All right. Hope we're straight on that now. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.